Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Nearly 200 players took the field for an 8-minute, 46-second moment of silence to protest racial injustice before Major League Soccer's return to action in Florida last night. Players wore black t-shirts, black gloves, and black face masks emblazoned with Black Lives Matter in a poignant moment that put two of the nation's most prominent changes over the last 4 months, masks and movements, at the forefront of the return. The league's teams are sequestered in resorts for the duration of the World Cup-style tournament, which began with a Group A match where Orlando City defeated Inter Miami 2-1. It's been a shaky start. FC Dallas withdrew Monday after 10 players and a coach tested positive for COVID-19. And a day later, Nashville SC's status was thrust into doubt with 5 confirmed positive tests. Nashville was supposed to play Chicago in the second game of a doubleheader yesterday, but it was postponed. In other virus-related sports news, the PGA of America has canceled this year's Ryder Cup in Wisconsin, opting to wait until September of 2021 in hopes that fans will be able to attend. NASCAR cannot meet the quarantine rules in New York and must move its August race from Watkins Glen. The event will instead be held on the road course at Daytona. It'll be NASCAR's debut on the course used by the IMSA Sports Car Series. And the Ivy League says it will not play sports this fall because of the pandemic. The decision affects not just football, but soccer, field hockey, volleyball, and cross country, as well as the fall portion of winter sports like basketball. The league said it has not yet determined whether fall sports can be moved to the spring. Meantime, research by the Associated Press finds that four-year U.S. colleges have eliminated 171 sports programs because of budget problems blamed on COVID-19. About 30% of those are in Division I, with Stanford being the only one from a Power 5 conference. I'm Jesse King.